In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Symbols are important. Symbols are vital. Over the centuries, the symbols of our faith have sustained the faith of Christians all over the world. Whether it is stained glass, the crucifix, the cross, Gothic architecture, sacred vessels, whatever it may be, all of these tell the story, or perhaps part of the story, of our salvation, as well as the beauty of any one or all of these Christian symbols. And so when we see these symbols, in a sense we are seeing what God has done. A very unique and beautiful symbol was one that I saw on my first call to St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It truly was unique. Behind the altar, on the wall, there was a large mural of Christ's ascension. It was unique, I add, in my limited experience, I might add. Never had really seen anything like that before. Because after all, the ascension is something that our culture ignores, and even within the Christian church is hardly noticed. But every time I served at the altar, whether it was the Eucharist or the prayers of the people or leading in worship or preparing for worship or simply passing through the sanctuary, I took note of our Lord's ascension. And that is important, that our Lord's ascension be not only noticed on this day when we actually commemorate it, but every day of the year. Today's word from God, as we remember our Lord's ascension, is a dual reminder for us. Because today's word from God tells us that by his ascension, our Lord Jesus Christ is reminding us that he is blessing us. And not only that, he is reminding us that he receives us, not only in the future, but also right now, he receives us into the eternal mansions, into his heaven. Now in the gospel that was read earlier by Dr. Just, Luke tells us that Jesus led the 11 out. And when he led them out, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and he was carried up. And the Lord's physical presence was then removed from them. But he is still present. Present among us today. And therefore he is still blessing us with his presence today. And this is a blessing that we need very much today. Because the world is starving. Starving not just for daily bread, although that is most certainly true, but the world is desperate for the bread that gives life, eternal life, The world is desperate for the kind of food that only Jesus Christ can give. Evil shows itself in so many ways. Last night, once again, in our own community, as two police officers were shot. And again, we see there are no easy answers, but most certainly it can be seen that ours is a world of sin, a world desperately in need of good news, of gospel. And the Lord blesses us. He blesses us with His word, a divine word. He blesses us with His sacraments that give to us the life that we need. For that which sustains the people of God and has done so over the centuries also sustains you and me today. Because this is the real food. This is the food of life. We find that people chase after all kinds of things as they live their lives in this world. They chase after all kinds of things and they come up empty day after day after day. And they don't realize that they're empty because they don't know what it is that they need. When my wife and I were looking for a different house some years ago, and we finally came upon the one that we decided to buy, we discovered that a couple of another culture looked at the very same house, but they rejected it because the front door faced the wrong direction. It didn't allow for the energy to flow through the house in the right way. People need the real and life-giving gospel, and we have it. And we're not arrogant about it because we're living by it. It's the only thing that gives the kind of life we need. And today we are gathered here, most of those are gathered here today are preparing to proclaim that gospel. And whether you are prof or student or staff, we need to keep this as our goal, to hold before people the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended. The one who someday will take us to be with Him. And even though that is the case, we recognize that heaven is already a present possession of ours. Because the days that we spend on this earth are short. I well remember the words of the old agenda, if I may call it that, the one that went with the Lutheran hymnal. I read these words many, many times, and in my younger years, they didn't quite carry the weight they carry now. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Every day as I read the newspaper, I check the obituaries to see if there are family members of my congregation, and I notice that the number to the left of the dash gets closer and closer to the number of my birthday. And the birthdays of some of you here as well. But we give thanks to God that our life does not end with just this life on earth. We give thanks to God that we have the eternal mansions to look forward to, and that's why this life now is filled with hope. For there are so many people out there who are so afraid of death and of dying. I think that's one reason why health care is so important to so many people in our nation because they want to put off death as long as possible. But as Christians, we know that life is God's gift, and that when He chooses to bring us from this life, we know that we shall be with Him forever in heaven. And that's why our Lord's ascension for us is a foretaste of our own ascension. And that by His death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus has given to us the gift of life. He has brought us into His family, and He sustains us in our faith by His word and sacraments. And so today He blesses us, just as He did with the 11 those many years ago. On this Ascension Day, may we, like the 11, be filled with great joy, continually blessing God, giving thanks to Him for His gifts, and building our hope on the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.